Dennis, you must feel pretty aggrieved after that.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, we've worked our socks off. The breeze was strong in the first half and they've dominated proceedings and Joel's pulled off save after save. But we've hung in, we've defended resolutely. We had a couple of opportunities. And then second half, we've gone for it. You know, we've had the breeze in our favour. We've had a lot of possession second half and they're, you know, counter-attacking us more. And we had our opportunity second half, but we're 90 minutes gone. We're happy with a 0-0. We've worked hard. We've come a long way. And the referee just invents a penalty decision in the 90th minute and it was absolutely disgraceful.
It looked a case of shoulder to shoulder between Pierre Gianni and Cook. Is that how you saw it?
Yeah, there was absolutely nothing in it. Just two players that are committed to the ball. And the referee decides to give a penalty.
And when the penalty was taken, Joel Dixon didn't look ready.
He wasn't ready. We've told the referee that afterwards. Joel Dixon was still pulling his socks up, and the referee tells us afterwards, well, he wouldn't have saved it anyway. You know, it was just embarrassing.
That's not the point, is it?
Oh, no, you've got to give the keeper a chance to get ready. He's put it straight down the middle of the goals, in a sense, and Joel was just coming up and pulling his socks up. But that's the day the referee's had. We can't do nothing about it, and he'll go whistling on to his next game and think he's different class.
Obviously, a result like that is very hard to take at the moment, but perhaps in a day or two, you'll be able to look back on a very encouraging performance.
Yeah, that's what I just said to the boys in there. You know, they've rolled everybody over here at home and they've come away with a very, very lucky 1-0 win. So we have to take heart from that. But it's another game with no points. But it's, you know, Barrow home and away, that's out of the way now, them fixtures. But we've got to now start going on a run of games. You know, before today, if we want to achieve the playoffs, we had to win two games on the trot to maybe get in there. Now we've got to win three games on the trot to maybe get in there. So it's got to happen sooner rather than later or you end up running out of fixtures. But, you know, proud of the team's performance today, the effort, the commitment, everything. And just really disappointed with the performance of the referee there.
I think we have to give a mention to Joel Dixon. What a fantastic performance from him, particularly in the first half.
Yeah, I mean, they're all long-range efforts, but he's dealt with all of them, hasn't he? You know, he's made save after save. You know, we mainly kept into that. You know, they never got round the sides of us and crossed things to tap in. It was generally long-range efforts, and he saved them all. But, you know, we defended well. We defended the edge of our box. We kept them out of it. They've had long-range efforts that Joel's dealt with. But in the main, we was pretty okay. And in second half, we looked like we could get something out of the game.
And you had a couple of really good chances. You say Jamie McGee hit the bar, and there was that chance when McGee set up Dale Southwell. He just couldn't quite get his foot to it.
Yeah, you know, we had our moments. You know, Kane there as well going through. You know, McGee had another one that he's put in the side netting from the angle. We obviously had the one that he hit the bar with. You know, we've only got to score one goal away from home to go and win that match today. And we had our moments to do it and never done it. But proud of the players, can't ask for no more. But just disappointed to come 5 hours on a coach and wait till the 90th minute for the referee to gift them something.
Just going back to Joel Dixon, I understand Sunderland had representatives here today looking at him. Are you going to be able to hang on to him?
I wouldn't have thought so, no. You know, because he's done so well with us that the next progression for him will probably go on loan now to a national conference or a league two. You know, that's just the natural progression. So he's been with us 3 months. He's had his games here. It'd probably be too much to ask to have him for the rest of the season. So the chances are he'll go back on January the 3rd. I mean, you'd expect somebody here from Sunderland today because it's probably only an hour or so down the road. So he's had a fantastic game. He's conducting himself magnificently in the time he's been here and he's got a really bright future.
The goalkeeping situation is something you're going to have to look at again, or will Sam Vince get his chance?
Well, I'm not even looking at that now. We've got about 5 games of football before then. You know, that's January the 5th or whenever he's up. So we'll look at that nearer the time. We've got at least 3 matches before.
Yeah, looking at the Christmas period, first up, Lowestoft on Boxing Day. I know we don't want to talk about must-win games, but it's an important game to win, that one against a side in the mid-table.
Yeah, it's an absolutely must-win game. You know, we must win the home and away to Lowestoft. And, you know, we want to win that game, obviously, for our own reasons, for the Ferriby game. So if we can do that, we can go right back into the picture, and then we'll have Colwyn Bay at home.